This is breaking news on City News 1130. Surrey Council voting to retain the RCMP in the city rather than switch to the Municipal Surrey Police Service. Mayor Brenda Locke says the decision will cost the city millions of dollars but could not provide a more exact estimate. The BC government had recommended in April that Surrey continue moving forward with the Municipal Police Service. So where does that leave the SPS? For his reaction, we're joined live now by Chief Constable Norm Lipinski. Good afternoon, Chief. First question, is this over?
Well, good afternoon, and thank you for having me. No, it's not over. I listened to the minister, and I knew for a number of weeks, if you look at the Police Act, certainly the City of Surrey, any municipality, has the right to choose their model of policing. However, this is a huge however, the provincial government is in charge of adequate and effective policing, meaning community safety. So you may recall a number of years ago when the intention was to start up a Surrey Police Service, there was a number of reports, and the province had to approve the reports essentially saying, yes, your plan is adequate and effective. So this is a two-step process. So we'll wait to see the province. They've indicated today that they will review the corporate report and then make a final decision on adequacy and effectiveness of that policing model, their submission.
Haven't you had enough of this ping-pong match, though, between the province and the city? Now, the mayor made her decision yesterday along with council. Now it's going back to the province. Do you think that folks in Surrey, the taxpayers, have had enough of 5 years of this?
Absolutely. I think everybody's looking for some finality. Let's not forget the men and women that are in policing and the support staff that are working with them. By way of example, I've been here 2.5 years. We've got 400 staff, and we got to think about the human factor here. When you're saying to rewind what we've done over 2.5 years, you're essentially saying that putting almost 400 people out of work. And that is, as you can appreciate, very worrisome. And for some people who came across the country and bought houses, incurred mortgages, etc., if we continue with the SPS, no RCMP person will lose their livelihood.
Do you think there's been some sort of reputational harm to the RCMP because of this? I mean, you yourself have said in the past that that the RCMP are unable to effectively police Surrey.
Well, here's what I go by. I go by the various reports over the last couple of years. If you look at the mass casualty report, if you look at the Management Advisory Board report, 2 years ago, Justice Bastrash, and so it's pointing in a certain direction. And they did the research. They reviewed all the, I'll say, tentacles to what a good police service is. And they've developed some theories and suggestions, recommendations about how things can be improved. And you could read them for yourself. There's multitude recommendations there. So I then look at what the province said on April 28th, and they made a very strong recommendation to continue with the SPS. They're the ones that reviewed our file because we had to make a number of submissions. They're the ones who reviewed what the city put in and, of course, what the RCMP put in. So they had the big picture, and they have a number of subject matter experts, and they hired an accounting firm, and they spent months doing that, as you know. And so they made the determination. So look at the reports, look at the facts. And it's pointed in one direction. I think with the amount of money that the citizens of Surrey already spent on this, $100 million, and you look at the potential for severance costing, our numbers are $81 million plus. The province said about $71 million plus. And you look at how many people we have and the good work that's being done on the front line. I must say that with the RCMP, and I spent over 5 years with the RCMP, Some of the finest police officers I've ever worked with are RCMP people, and I've hired over 100 of them, and really, really good police officers that do really, really good work. So I'm talking about the system here as opposed to individual members, and that's an important, very important distinction.
Now, Chief, I appreciate your time here. I know you have a briefing coming up in a few minutes. Very quickly, last question, what are your next steps here?
Well, we are waiting for the province to make the decision on Part B. The A part has already been taken care of today with the announcement, and now there's a B part. And I'm hopeful that it's coming very, very soon because, as you indicated, whether it's police officers, citizens, or the entire Lower Mainland that has heard this in the media so many times over the last number of years, we need some finality and a conclusion.
All right, let's leave it there. Thank you. That is Norm Lipinski, Chief Constable of the Surrey Police Service, joining us on the line.